Are you ready for a trip down memory lane? We're turning the clock back a few decades, back to the day when Top 40 radio in Louisville meant two things, WAKY and WKLO. I'm Julie Creedens. Coming up on State of Affairs, we remember the glory days of AM pop radio. For more than two decades, Wacky Radio and its chief rival, WKLO, ruled the airwaves, garnering the lion's share of the listening audience by offering all the hits all the time, fun promotions and stunts, real local flavor and community involvement, and of course, an array of personalities who shaped the unique sound of the stations. Bill Bailey, Gary Burbank, Coyote Calhoun, Johnny Randolph, Weird Beard, to name just a few. Join us, won't you, with your memories of Louisville's AM pop radio heyday, this hour on State of Affairs. The news is next.
W-A-K-Y, Louisville.
That's what I get for going to the front door. Guy was standing out there frantically waving his arms as though he had something important on his mind. What did a guy want to pull you away from your work, Bill?
W-A-K-Y.
You don't have to adjust that radio dial. This is State of Affairs on WFPL, but what we just heard is a very familiar voice to anyone who remembers Louisville radio in the 1960s and 70s, the voice of the Duke of Louisville himself, Bill Bailey, just one of the amazingly talented and creative personalities of Louisville's AM Top 40 heyday, when WAKY, WKLO dominated the airwaves. In this hour, we're remembering both stations and the people who made them an unforgettable part of Louisville's broadcasting history, and we'll be hearing a few more clips from those days, too. I'd like to introduce our four guests. First, Alan Bryan. He came to Louisville in 1960 to work in the WKLO newsroom. He remained there until 1973 in a variety of roles, news director, disc jockey, sales manager. Alan Bryan, it's so nice to have you here. Hello.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Also with us, Mike Griffin. He worked at Wacky for most of the 1970s as production director and on-air announcer as well. And Mike Griffin, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And Mason Lee Dixon worked as a DJ at both stations, twice at Wacky, first in the early 70s and then later that decade, and afterwards went to WKLO. Hello, Mason.
Hello. It's wonderful to be here.
It's delightful to have you here, all of you. Joining us by phone from Charleston, South Carolina, is John Quincy. And though not a former Wacky or WKLO employee, John was so inspired by them as a teenager that he made a career in radio, too. And not only that, but he created two websites, tribute sites to Wacky and WKLO. And he could be considered, of course, the chief historian for both as well. John Quincy, hello, how are you?
Hey, Julie, how are you?
Nice to have you. The number to join our conversation this hour, and we hope you do, with your memories, your favorite moments on air from these stations, favorite personalities, join us this hour at 814-TALK. That's 814-8255, or toll-free 877-814-TALK. You can also send a question or comment by email, if you prefer, to soa@wfpl.org. Well, a lot to try to cover in an hour. We're not going to get to all of it, but I want to start, John Quincy, with you. I have to start with you because, as the historian, you related to us a bit of serendipity about doing this particular show on this particular date, July 7th.
Yes, July 7th, 1958, was the day that the radio in Louisville was changed forever. It was the day that WAKY came on the air. The station at 790 on the dial previously was WGRC, which stood for George Rogers Clark, a very famous Louisville historic figure. And after 3 days of everybody talking about the radio station, because the disc jockeys were playing the Purple People Eater versus the Witch Doctor, a novelty hit at the time, continuously for 3 days, Wacky came on the air. And people couldn't get enough of the radio station.
So that's how it announced its arrival 48 years ago on this date, and that wasn't planned. We had been talking about doing the show for quite a while. This date came open and was available for all of you. But it's a radio mystery, isn't it, John? How these
it worked out great. The stars were in their proper cosmos position, and Mason Lee Dixon can probably tell you the exact reason for that. But
yeah,
had
right
something
here.
To do with somebody's horoscope someplace.
Well, you say it came on the air and changed Louisville radio forever, and I've heard that term used before to describe Wacky. And I want to kind of go around the table here. For those of us who don't remember what came before, I mean, what kind of splash did Wacky make, and how was this format different? Alan Bryan, you were the first to arrive. Let's start with you.
But I wasn't here then.
I came 2 years after after Wacky went on the air.
And to WKLO, but just the sort of nature of radio and top
40. Well, I worked in radio before then, and I worked for a public radio station in Oklahoma. And my dad worked in radio for all of his career for a number of years, and it was... Radio in the mid-50s was pretty much like radio in the mid-40s. It really hadn't changed very much. Music hadn't changed very much. You had a lot of programs on the air, you know, half-hour, 45-minute, 15-minute programs. And basically, the concept of top 40 radio, as we refer to it now, had really... just begun to emerge around the country, and Wacky was one of the earlier stations to adapt to that format, and it really changed radio dramatically, you know, for the next 20 years, I guess.
Mason Lee Dixon.
I was born here, so I guess maybe I should say when I was in the 40s, my father was a country and western fan, and my mother was Frank Sinatra.
And your mother was Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, was a Frank Sinatra fan.
A little known.
Let me get my monkey out of here. I'm going to play with my monkey, Alan. At any rate.
And that is a wooden toy, by the way.
Yeah.
This is a family show.
Why did you take it that way? See, women, I don't want to get started on
it's
that.
It's public radio. It's what we have to do.
At any rate, so the two formats I heard as a kid were what we used to call middle of the road or... the pop music of the day. Sinatra, Bing Crosby, those guys.
Right.
My dad listened to WIN, W-I-N-N, W-T-M-T, the country stations.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure what the country call letters were. There were others that were country stations in Louisville at the time. So that's pretty much the rock and roll thing. KLO was the rock and roll station of the 50s. And I remember Paul Kelly and Paul Kelly's record hop for the old Vine Record Company that was here in Louisville, mm-hmm. that existed and up through the 60s when I came to Wacky in 69. So Wacky was the call letters, for one thing, made Wacky stand out. This crazy witch doctor. I remember lying in bed listening to this for 3 days, and I just couldn't believe what they were doing.
And Julie, nobody was doing Top 40 full-time up until Wacky came on the air.
Yeah.
WKLO was kind of experimenting with it at night, I understand.
Yeah, that was
Paul Kelly was the guy and had a very popular following, but nobody was doing Top 40 radio full-time until Wacky hit the air. WKLO, for the most part, was doing country music, I think.
What was interesting during that period you're talking about, they were actually doing live country music shows during the daytime. There would be like a 15-minute show with, you know, whatever the artist was.
Yeah, Randy Atcher
in the
studio. Tommy Downs.
Playing live music.
Yeah.
What about Pee-wee King? Mike Griffin, when, you know, you worked there in the 70s, when did you start listening to Wacky?
Well, actually, I was a WKLO fan. I lived in New Albany. WKLO's transmitter's right there. It was the loudest thing on the dial. And great signal. And if you tuned to Wacky, it was just this little weak thing over there. A little weak thing, like me back from the microphone. So we listened to WKLO. And they kind of messed themselves up in New Albany in the early 70s. At some point, they went to 10,000 watts, and every radio in our house distorted. But before then, WKLO, it was just great. I remember Alan from the Coca-Cola Hi-Fi Club of the Air, and later, I, my age and so forth, it was a little confusing for me. Here's this guy doing the news, and, you know, what happened to, you know, my guy? But great times, and I actually grew up and as a WKLO fan, never really listened to Wacky. My aunt used to talk about the crazy guy who locked himself in the control room and played Purple People Eater. That's really all I knew about Wacky.
Well, it's interesting, the crazy guy. It seems, too, that, I don't know, did this usher in the era of, you know, where formerly the disc jockeys were just sort of there to serve the music, and this enters an era where disc jockeys really, you know, it became very personality-driven? Did you say that's was part of the allure?
Mm-hmm. I've always seen it as personality-driven. I think the Louisville stations tended to, the top 40 stations tended to be that. I'm not sure about the others. I didn't listen to them. I considered it just junk. You know, I'd ride around with my father, and he'd be listening to WTMT. And, you know, some of the songs crossed, and I can still sing the WTMT jingles. I won't do that. But
please, Mike, do that.
And then later he switched to Wynn because Wynn was the 24-hour. But I've always seen it as personality-driven, the two stations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, before then, I think basically the voices on radio were announcers.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, just sort of.
There was not a lot of personality. Some of the network shows like Arthur Godfrey and people like that had, you know, had personality influences in their shows. But the normal local programming, which I did some of back in the 50s, was pretty much straightforward announcing. Mm-hmm. And the kind of music that I played was the kind you referred to, middle of the road, Frank Sinatra, you know, those kinds of things, which was the pop music of those days.
Sure. This is very fresh, very youthful. This was not your father's radio.
Right. And then when Top 40 came along, and I started hearing it when I was in high school on a few stations in the Oklahoma City area, and of course really liked it and thought it was great, but you know, your parents didn't know what you were talking about when you said, you know, right. I listened to so-and-so on the radio. And I first went to work for a station in Lawton, Oklahoma, that was a top 40 station that barely knew what to do. I mean, they were just kind of trying to imitate somebody like KLIF in Dallas. But we had nobody that had done it before. You know, we were just playing and trying to discover how to do it.
I tell you what, we have John Quincy, you were nice enough to provide some sound for us for the show, some clips from those days, and Alan, again, we'll defer to you. We have air checks of all three of you, and if the term air check is not necessarily familiar to everyone, it's simply the mic goes on, the recording starts, the mic goes off, the recording stops, so it sounds a bit choppy, but let's hear a little bit of Alan Bryan from his days with WKLO.
Al Martino, gonna love you more and more every day. Brand new and WKLO Extra on the Alan Bryan Monday Show. Today is the 20th of January, 1964. I'd like to welcome you to this day in our last WKLO Instant Money Call. Guess what? The line was busy. We called the Sydney Willer residence at 1823 Cypress, and we got no answer.
WKLO in Louisville.
Yeah. Isn't he wonderful?
I remember that.
What really fascinates me about these things is, number one, it's pretty old.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, was it 64?
64. Mm-hmm.
64 is like 42 years ago. And it was, I mean, when I listen to those air checks, I can feel the experience of having been there.
Right.
And the other thing I was thinking about when John was talking about this a while ago, of all of the air checks that all of us, I mean, of all of the hours we spent on the air, it's just amazing how few of these are left.
Yes.
I mean, there are like three or four or five maybe air checks of work that I did on WKLO on the website out of literally hundreds and hundreds of hours of news and record shows and so forth. And it's just a shame that, you know, we lost so much of that because it didn't mean that much to us at the time we were doing it.
Mm-hmm. And that brings up a good point, Alan. One of the things that we do at 79WAKY.com and 1080WKLO.com is try to preserve that. And many of the announcers that have worked at both radio stations have provided us air checks or recordings of them on the air. We've also had several people who were listeners that just happened to be making tape recordings for one reason or another. Yeah. But we know that there are probably still some tape recordings out there, and we're not going to be happy till we get them all up online on the site for everybody to enjoy. So if any of the listeners right now happen to have recordings of either Wacky or KLO, we would appreciate them getting in contact with us at the websites.
You also have a great, while we're plugging the websites here, which are so much fun to look through, you have a lot of different features. You have infos on the DJs themselves, when they work there, kind of what they're doing now. You have great photos that you say a lot of listeners have contributed to, memorabilia and that sort of thing.
Yes, we've been very fortunate. We also have audio interviews that we've done with some of the disc jockeys. Some of them have actually written pieces for us. So if you were a fan of WAKY or WKLO, we invite you to surf on over to 79WAKY.com or 1080WKLO.com, and I think you'll enjoy the memories there.
Absolutely. A lot of great interviews, too, with our own Mason Lee Dixon here, and many others, Gary Burbank, Lee Masters, I think you have, Cody Calhoun, and we'll be getting to a lot of these familiar names. But let's take our first break of the hour. We're reminiscing about Louisville's late, great Top 40 stations, Wacky and WKLO. It's time for you to join us. Your memories of these stations, the disc jockeys, the funniest moments you remember, the craziest contests or promotions. We want to hear your favorite memories of Wacky and WKLO. 814-TALK, 814-8255. Or again, you can reach us toll-free at 877-814-TALK or send an email to soa@wfpl.org. You're listening to State of Affairs on WFPL.
Louisville's great radio,
WKLO.
Louisville's great radio.
In Louisville, Big Lou.
This is Radio 1080.
WKLO in Louisville.